Welcome to Better Beware. Here's your consumer watchdog from WFHB Community Radio with the latest information and helpful hints designed to keep your head out of the clouds, your feet on the ground, and your money in your pocket.
Well, here's some good news, in a way. According to data from the Federal Trade Commission, Indiana ranks 39th in the amount of money people lost to fraud last year. 39th out of 50 states. On the other hand, that means Hoosiers were swindled out of more than $92 million in 2023 alone. There are so many scams going around these days that it's almost impossible to keep up. But here are three that are going pretty good right now. Fraudsters are impersonating the Indiana State Police. You get a phone call from someone who says he's a state trooper. The caller ID shows either the words Indiana State Police or a phone number with a 317 area code, and if you check that number, it's the real state police phone number. You are told that the state cops have evidence that your identity has been stolen, and now they want to make sure they're talking to the right person, so will you please give them your address, social security number, bank account information? Of course, if you fall for this con job, your identity will have been stolen by the time you hang up. The real state police just don't make calls like that, and they never ask for personal information on the phone. And of course, it's tax time. Every year, that's a happy time for scammers who impersonate the IRS, and they're at it again. People are getting an email that looks very official, using all the right logos and addresses and such, although it may have some typos. It says the federal tax collectors have determined that you overpaid your taxes, and you have an extra refund coming. Usually the amount is around $650, but that can vary. All you have to do to get the ball rolling and collect your money is click a link. But don't do it. You won't get any money. You'll just get some nasty malware installed on your computer. Anything from a keylogger that reports everything you write and everywhere you go to ransomware that shuts you down completely. Cryptocurrency fraud is going gangbusters these days, and maybe gangbusters is what's needed to stop it. According to the FBI, crypto scams ballooned by 53% last year, and Americans lost over $12 billion. Someone you've never met in person gains your trust on a dating website or through social media, a networking website, a charity or a church or any association you might have, and then gives you a tip on a great investment in cryptocurrency, or maybe an introduction to a so-called expert who can guide your investments. Of course, they promise big profits in a short time, and of course it's all a substance commonly found in patties on a field where cows graze. Maybe cryptocurrency should be called Ponzi currency. Beware. I'm Richard Fish for WFHB News and Public Affairs.
Better Beware comes to you from WFHB Bloomington, Indiana. Find all our episodes at wfhb.org. If you can help put the kibosh on a con, email beware@wfhb.org. Remember, swindlers never give a sucker an even break.